Tomorrow, friends, there'll be more of Moore. Gary Moore, that is, and more of Kirby.
Who could ask for anything more?
They're an engaging pair.
A dandy duo. Would you lead off, Bing?
Here I go.
Chicago, Chicago, the toddle town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you'll lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, well, they do things that they don't do on Broadway, say. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Your bottom dollar, you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, that's the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, such a great street. Well, I just want to say, they do things in the loop that they don't do on Broadway, say. They have the time of their life. I caught a cat who danced with his wife in Chicago. Chicago, my hometown.
Bing, what gives with the portable barbecue here?
You know what I'm going to do, Rosie? I'm about to demonstrate my skill in the manly art of outdoor cookery. I barbecue burgers that taste like they came from heaven.
I am getting a little hungry. What's the bucket full of ice for?
I'm going to toss in some canned soft drinks to chill them up, you know, to go with the heavenly burgers.
Gee, I wish we had some cold ones.
No problem, Rosie. Canned soft drinks get cold about as fast as you can say...
I'll have a root beer.
You're a quick thinker, Rosie.
Quick enough to know that soft drinks in cans make outdoor living a lot simpler.
You mean there's no deposit and no returns?
I mean they're lightweight, space-saving, and there's no deposit and no returns.
How about the way cans seal in all the pep and flavor of your favorite soft drinks?
Like your burgers, Bing. Heavenly.
I just want to add one little thing.
What is that?
This cookout has been sponsored by U.S. Steel on behalf of soft drinks in cans.
I'm in flavor of it.
Oh, what you said.
It's late, and I'm stuck with a heart that is coming apart at the seams. I hate to be given the game up, but life is a frame up of dreams. Guess I've got a touch of the blues. I find that I'm sharing a rut with some gloom you could cut with a knife. My mind isn't walking in glory, but such is the story of life. My baby so much, guess I've got a touch of the blue. I'm tired of horoscoping, wish the door would open and bring me a wild surprise. I wish the coast were clear now, wish that he were here now, looking up through half-closed eyes. It's strange how a world goes contrary with one temporary goodbye. One change, and I'm making up rhymes, wondering how many times can I die. Guess I've got a touch of the blues. I miss my baby so much. Guess I've got a touch of the blues.
A message for you now, friends. Words and music calculated to give you pause for thought.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
And now Buddy Cole assumes the role of engineer. He's playing engineer with an A train. Today, ladies, we have another candidate. Another lady who's been nominated as an ideal lady around the house.
Oh, we have a wonderful ideal lady for today.
What makes her so ideal, men?
May I give you her name first?
Pray do.
Her name is Miss Sarah Lee Miller of Phoenix.
And Mrs. Miller has an allergy.
And that makes her an ideal lady around the house?
Oh, it certainly does. You bet it does, because Mrs. Miller breaks out in a rash. every time she touches paper money.
I see what
Nan's
you mean.
Nan's pockets are safe with a wife like Mrs. Miller around. She's not going to reach into her husband's pockets when he's sleeping or anything like that. Or she's not going to be demanding money for this and that.
She just doesn't want to break out in red spots.
Afraid of it.
Well, there's always such a thing as good, hard silver money, too.
Well, that's what
you
she
know.
Has to use, Mrs. Miller. Silver dollars, eh, Cam?
Yes, but if she had a lot of spending money, she'd have to have a caddy, wouldn't she? To carry her purse around, a little cart.
If she had money, she sure would.
You know, there's always the old checkbook.
True, true, true. The old checkbook always figures in. Of course, credit cards. I don't suppose Mrs. Miller is allergic to checkbooks and credit cards.
Well, anyway, Rosie, you've got to admit that a woman who's allergic to paper money is really unusual.
She is a woman in 10 million. One woman.
And that's why we suggest and recommend that we award Mrs. Miller the title, the ideal lady we'd like to have hold our wallets for us.
Good idea. She'd be great to hold your wallet. She'd never peek in. Wouldn't even be tempted to see what was in there because she'd break out in a rash if she did.
A woman who's allergic to paper money is like money in a bank,
oh,
isn't she?
She's worth her weight in gold, this chick.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough. Tell enough, I mean they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Did you believe that love makes the world go round?
Oh, very definitely. Of course, love songs help a great deal, too.
Would you care to give the world a little spin?
Gladly.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. Just how much I care, and if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so a million or more times? You went away and heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
Well, Rosie, should we kick the language around in several languages?
I'm all for it. What's the scheme?
Well, there's a passel of patois, or clever colloquialisms, in C.C.C., you know.
Oh, some very intriguing foreign phrases in that number.
Well, then on with the foreign intrigue. If I'd have known, I'd have worn a trench coat.
Here's a little knowledge, quite good.
Maybe it won't help me, but it could.
You can't go places unless you've learned how Latin say yes.
That educational, inspirational, most sensational, yes.
In Spain, they say, si, si.
Southern lady knows her stuff.
Cause her answer always is sure enough.
But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me.
Well, as they say, we've contrived to come to the end. We've enjoyed it, and we hope you have, too.
Thanks for listening, friends. Let's get together again soon, shall we?
Goodbye.
Moment when the genial redhead Arthur Godfrey's around. Never a lack of interesting people, tuneful songs, funny stories. Make the CBS Radio Network's Arthur Godfrey time your time every morning, Monday through Friday, at this entertaining spot on your dial.